It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's one of those days, and we have them as Philadelphia sports fans, where you just feel, you know, gut punched. I mean, you feel like you're Mel Gibson at the end of Braveheart before you actually die. Well, actually, maybe you're...
No, we're dead.
2 seconds from death, but your insides are being ripped out. And you know,
oh, man.
No, I'm serious.
Like, no, I know. It's just like a real mental picture there.
That guy's digging into the, you know, the parts, so to speak.
Oh, man.
And
wait,
you know,
how do you know?
How do
I
know?
See that?
Well, yeah, exactly. And also, the clock's starting to tick a little bit more now. I mean, you know, I looked at, you know, bottom right of a computer always has a date, right? And so I looked earlier today, October 10th, 2024, and I thought, oh boy.
It's not always the bottom right.
Well, all right. But it's been 7 years now since the Eagles. 7 years. And then you say, well, Phillies-wise, it's been 16 years. Like, the clock is, it's starting to pick up. Because here's the deal about 7 years. 7 years, four teams, that's the equivalent of 28 seasons. You're supposed to, when you have four teams, win a championship about every 7 years. Like, there's about 28 to 30 teams in the NFL, 32. Like, you should have a title about once every 7, 8 years. And here we are, year 7, and it's going to be no go. So, you know, it's and look, the Eagles don't look great. Sixers, we'll see. Paul George, we'll see. Is Joel going to stay healthy? Who the heck knows?
The Eagles look early.
Well, the Eagles, we'll see. I mean, but it's just, it's one of those things where we're very used to this as Philadelphia sports fans. But it doesn't make it any easier. And in many instances, perhaps it makes it harder because we are so accustomed to being so disappointed. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's get to Rick right now. He's calling from Easton. Rick, good morning.
Couldn't agree with you more, my friend. Joe, you're a fan, and God bless you. And you're wearing it on your sleeve. And I'm 66. My kids say I'm going on 35.
Yeah.
I have a lot of energy. You know, when you're in an elimination game and you could see all the body language, which was obvious, at number one, Hoffman, after he bounces that ball the second time 10 feet in front of Realmuto, he's got to come out and get him. But you know what? When you're in a 1-0 game, just try to battle them with some body language. Just warm Wheeler up. Just put him up in the bullpen and let him soft toss back there and put some kind of something in their mind that, you know what, they may be bringing Wheeler out soon. We have to start pressing ourselves. But, you know, everyone's now doing the 5 stages of death. We're now in the bargaining. Trade Topper, trade Marsh, trade Boom. May not be bad ideas. But you know what? People that are jumping all over Harper, I agree with you, Joe. Embiid, Harper, Lindros, and McNabb, arguably the 4 best players that our franchises have seen in a long, long time, have one thing in common. We have no rings. And when you have no rings, panic starts setting in because the emotions are off the wall. And you know what? When you say when a team is winning so easily in the beginning part of the season, with my experience, I saw the 7 championships, I say to my friends, I say to my kids, I say to the talk show hosts, just be careful. As we're World Series or bust, as we're going to have a parade this year, I just kept saying, be careful. We saw what this team does under pressure the last 2 years, and that's really what I wanted to share with people. You got to just take a step back. Yes, I feel bad for
all of us.
Middleton.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Middleton. He's going to make it. He'll be okay financially.
He'll
of course,
be okay.
But he
yeah.
put so much money
yes, he
up.
Did.
And he wore his heart on his sleeve. You know
yep.
what? Snyder did the same thing, but Snyder, unfortunately, didn't hire the right people. The bottom line here is it's okay to be realistic. It doesn't mean you're negative. I just didn't feel comfortable. And by the way, Joe, while we're talking about Citizens Bank Park,
mm-hmm.
being the home haven for the Phillies. Yes, during the regular season, but if you look at the last five times we've been in that stadium, we lost to the Astros no-hit, we got beat by the Diamondbacks twice, we lost to the Mets.
Yeah.
How about this? We beat the Mets in a playoff game when they hit three home runs.
Yeah. All right, Rick, you bring up a lot of really fascinating points right there, and yes, the reality, the tally, even though the Phillies historically still have a great record in Citizens Bank Park in the postseason, it's 1-4 now in their last five. Let's welcome Ben Davis into the show. I mean, he's a huge part of our coverage of Phillies baseball, but year-round as well. And, you know, Ben, it's just, this is one of those incredibly, I mean, you've been through it as a kid, you've been through it as an adult. This is one of those ones that 30 years from now, we're going to remember. And I'll say this, Ben, we're going to remember it more if this group never wins a title. You know, like Mike Schmidt and Dr. J at the end, near the end, I should say. Schmidt even more in the middle. But like, winning in 80 makes 76, 77, 78 easier. Doc winning in 83 makes losing in the finals 77, 80, and 82. And, of course, Game 7 versus Boston 81 easier. If this group never wins the title, we're going to look back at this one and say, wow. I mean, wasted opportunity times 10 if they never do it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm just, you know, looking at this as a fan, first and foremost, I'm really ticked off. Like, this hurts. I was on my way to work, and I stopped at Wawa to get my coffee, and I got back in my truck, and I'm like, this is the last time I'm going to work this year.
You had a bad feeling going in?
I had a bad feeling the whole series. Yeah. I've had a bad feeling since beginning of August.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And it's just, it's. I don't want to feel that way because I am mostly a positive guy.
I know you are.
But, man, the way this unfolded, especially in the second half, it's just like, it's not going to end up well.
What do you think happened? If this was the autopsy, and you're the, whatever that guy's called, the autopsy doctor, what happened?
I think the offensive approach got offensive. It was so inconsistent. It was beyond belief how everything just went out the door. And we saw glimpses of it, and then we'd hear after the game, "Oh, this is good. We were better with two strikes. We stayed in the middle of the field. We hit the opposite way. We didn't have to rely on the home run." And then it reverted back to where they came from, and it was so disappointing from that aspect. That really, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
So, I didn't know what to expect from Ranger. Mm-hmm. No one did. How did he acquit himself in your mind? It was crazy that he loaded the bases up right out the gates. I think it was inning one.
See, Ben,
and
I got a theory. He kind of screwed them last night, even though he gives up no runs, because he was so high wire act, it necessitated multiple times for Hoffman to be up, which screws Hoffman and screws Rob Thompson screws the whole team later in the game.
This guy got 13 outs. He got 13 outs, and he threw 97 pitches.
Right. Like,
that's hard to do.
That's very hard to do.
Wow. He had four walks. He had eight punch outs. And I know that the bottom line says,
were they all curves?
Yeah.
There was one strikeout
was a fastball.
The first inning, I said to Ricky Bell, why is this guy throwing so many cutters? Like, what? And then he abandoned the cutter. He threw 31% curveballs. 31%. And they were swinging and missing at it, so he kept throwing it, which is understandable.
Ben, in this series, who bugged you the most? Now, let me tell you who I think the choices are between. Trey Turner, Hoffman, Strom, Nola, Rob Thompson, Boehm.
JT.
Although I give him a little grace because I just think he's a declining player because of age. Who bugged you the most?
I'm going to go with my pregame trio yesterday. Turner, Boehm, and Realmuto. Going into yesterday's game, they were 4 for 30. That's a 133 clip with one RBI. One.
Yeah, they were a disaster. They were a total
disaster. The offense was ridiculous.
Trey bugged me the most because I can accept if a guy swings and you make an out. Normally you do. With Trey, what infuriated me, last night in particular, but through a large stretch of time, he just has a horrible approach. Like, I was literally thinking of Lenny Dykstra last night, and what a master he was. I mean, Ben, he was a master of the approach.
Correct.
And listen, that's a hard standard. That's part of why Lenny Dykstra is one of the great Phillies of all time. But here's the thing. Trey Turner's being paid like he's supposed to be one of the great Phillies of all time. And not more than 5 minutes after I was thinking of Lenny Dykstra, my buddy texted me and said some of these guys ought to study from Lenny Dykstra how to work a account. I mean, it's like it was astounding to me that Trey would get up there and not realize this pitcher is not throwing many strikes. Maybe, and by the way, you're down. What was that, 2-0? I'm getting all these games confused. 2-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a walk works!
Yeah. Yeah.
I got Bryce Harper coming up!
Yep.
A walk is, good!
Hopefully, Bryce.
Well, the thing is,
swing that, crazy.
How he doesn't, part of a player getting paid a lot of money, you get the talent athletically within the body. But you're also supposed to get the brain. The brain is supposed to be part of a $300 million player. You get the brain. And it's like his brain doesn't know baseball to the extent that I would expect a $300 million player's brain to know baseball. I would expect that from Rojas.
Mm-hmm.
That's unacceptable from Trey Turner.
It's like these guys were pre-programmed to swing at certain pitches in certain counts. And if you look at it and you say the approach, and with all due respect to the Phillies offense, there was no approach. I'm sorry. There was zero approach.
Is that
possible,
man?
I don't know,
man.
John. I don't know. And I'm sorry to yell at you. I don't know.
That's
but
fine.
I don't understand
we
why.
We feel the same way. That's crazy.
There was no approach. But this is where we're at in baseball. And you look over at the San Diego Padres. They have a guy on their team, Luis Arraez. This dude has won 3 batting titles the last 3 seasons, and he's been on 3 different teams. This is where we're at with baseball. This is where we're all about hitting home runs. We're all about slug percentage. And we heard Rob Thompson said this team is built on slug. I'll take Luis Arraez any day of the week. This guy won 3 consecutive batting titles. He plays every day. He has 576 hits over the last 3 years. But he's been on 3 different teams because nobody wants him because he doesn't hit home runs. I don't give a crap. This is where we're at, and this is why the Phillies are no longer playing.
You're right.
Trade the whole team for Luis Arraez. I said it last night on the postgame show. I'm right there with you, Ben. I said trade the whole team for Luis Arraez.
All right, you have nothing to apologize for. 2-1.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.